This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Change happens when we walk beside our neighbors. That's a key part of the message of an organization that is benefiting neighborhoods and communities in Topeka and beyond. It's today's Kansas Profile. Jonathan Sublette is founder and executive director of a 501c3 nonprofit organization called Strengthening and Equipping Neighborhoods Together, or SENT. He grew up with a single mom in an under-resourced neighborhood in Dallas. Sublette earned an engineering degree at the University of Tulsa and began a business career, but his heart went out to the young African-American boys that he saw who were growing up in circumstances like himself. He went to seminary and moved into a low-income neighborhood where he could mentor those young boys. Sublette met and married a young woman from Kansas who had gone to Manhattan Christian College and then earned a master's from KU. She had grown up in rural Kansas communities such as Goodland and Utica, population 99 people. Now that's rural. They were living on the Gulf Coast of Texas when a hurricane hit. I was filling sandbags when I got a call about a position in Kansas, Sublette said. I thought, why should I leave the beach? But my wife said, I think you should listen. Sublette came to Topeka for an interview. I met some kids during my interview that reminded me of those first kids that I mentored, and I knew I should come here, Sublette said. Sublette moved to Topeka, where he founded SENT in 2018. He also serves as the lead servant pastor of Fellowship Highcrest Church in Topeka. The SENT organization is based on three pillars: loving relationships, life-giving resources, and life-changing experiences. Its mission is to, quote, intentionally walk with neighbors through loving relationships and strategic development to see a holistic transformation of neighborhoods in Shawnee County, close quote. Specifically, the organization focuses on community health and wellness, education and workforce development, and housing. SENT launched a host of initiatives in each area. The goal is to address the root causes of community challenges, ranging from housing and education to mental health and holistic wellness, food security, and economic opportunity. The programs began with home rehabilitation and summer programs for students. They expanded to include mental health, early childhood and workforce education, substance use treatment and prevention, food pantry, creation of the Southside Wellness Clinic, and a family resource hub, plus much more. Some services are offered statewide. Sublette uses his engineering training to build solutions. We're taking a Six Sigma approach to the nonprofit world, Sublette said. Our work is person-centered and data-driven, with dynamic programming and a short feedback loop, he said. What are the results? Our pantry now serves 600 families from 38 zip codes, Sublette said. Our mental health services have reached 35 different Kansas cities in the last 5 years, he said. We built the first net zero house in Topeka with help from K-State's Michael Gibson, Sublette said. K-State Extension helped with the community garden. In the Highcrest neighborhood, we've seen a 28% reduction in crime and a 21% reduction in violent crime, Sublette said. Our goal at SENT is not to remove hurdles, but to lower them so our people can take the next step. Sublette emphasizes walking beside those in the community, not dominating or dictating to them. We want to be Greek and not Roman, Sublette said. He explained, in the gospel, the Roman Empire required everyone to be a Roman citizen. On the other hand, the Greeks wanted people to think and use the arts to develop themselves, he said. Sublette wants this model to be a transformative approach for other communities in Kansas. We want to see the blessing that's been walking with this community all across the state, he said. For more information, go to www.senttopeka.com. That's SENTTopeka.com. Strengthening and Equipping Neighborhoods Together is the fitting name for this organization. We commend Jonathan Sublette and all those involved with SENT for truly making a difference in the lives that are touched. As the African proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.